You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. Thanks for tuning in. We missed you last week. We hope you missed us as well. Tonight we have a very special guest, the published author and protege of Dr. Pat Allen, Patricia Eltinge. Her book is The Dream Class. So we'll be talking to her tonight.
Hello.
The call in number. Oh, there you are. Welcome, welcome, Patricia. Dr. Allen, Patricia Eltinge, here on the line with you.
Here we are.
Thank you for having me. Shall we start with the interview, or do you have anything else you want to say?
That's it. I will let you two talk.
Okay. So, Patricia.
Yes, I'm here for you and all of you.
I understand that. You are or were a student of mine for how long?
Well, we go back more than 25 years now, 27 or year or so years we know each other, and you prodded me along to with my continuing education, as I was already in the health field for many years, running an alternative health clinic with my former partner, and you got me to go forth and prosper in the area of transactional analysis, and specifically, Pat, in dreams.
And so you've written a book.
Thank you for mentioning that. The book is The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And tell you, that book is doing very well, and you have the book, Pat, and what do you think of the look of it?
I know, I've got it right in my hand right now. It's exquisitely beautiful. It comes close to a coffee table book.
Right. It is a coffee table book, besides all the valuable information.
You're an artist, and you do wonderful photography. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful, dreamlike photography to emphasize what goes on in our subconscious mind when we think we're only sleeping.
So, what have you personally learned in these 25 years?
On and on. Well, let's put it this way. You and I took off the two of us going down a rabbit hole with being able to explain dreams to people so they can utilize the information themselves about what we can do with our dream world. And so by deciphering all the tools and the history from Sigmund Freud and Jung and the people who came before us, we have distilled and then gone forth where I know they would have gone if they were alive, but we kept going, and to create this system that is so understandable, to decipher the messages coming through from deep inside our subconscious.
So what can you give us an example?
Yes. Well, an example is how we talk about how dreams come to us. The messages coming through dreams come in terms of symbols, and those symbols and what you teach and how we can help people understand what's going on in their masculine side of life and their feminine side of life, because all our dreams are doing is reflecting how we are perceiving and handling and how we need to handle our waking life issues. So when the dreams come to us in symbols of masculine and feminine images, then we know how we're dealing with and handling our productive side of life, the masculine, and how we are handling our emotional life and our feeling-centeredness, the feminine.
So are dreams actually reality, or are they strictly thoughts and feelings?
Well, in some ways, they're reality. If you want to look at that, they are. They reflect reality, is how we put it. Our dreams are reflecting our reality. So then and dreams are not filtered. That's the beauty of the dream, is it's unfiltered messages from the subconscious. So we really, once we understand what's going on, we can really see our true and understand our true thoughts and feelings that are bubbling through.
I always teach about the Lyman.
Yes, the Lyman. The Lyman.
What
we talk
has
about
that got to do with dreams, and how did it affect you?
Well, the Lyman is that state of consciousness between sleeping and waking, and waking and sleeping. There's a 3 to 4 minute period. I talk about this in my book, and how we can access that period. When we are going to sleep, we can actually program ourselves to ask our subconscious to work out things for us and keep a pad by the bed. We talk about this in chapter 7. And upon waking, there's that same 3 to 4 minute period, the Lyman state, as in subliminal. Well, it's just below the surface. And as long as you keep your eyes closed for that 3 to 4 minute period, you're able to access the images. I get so many people telling me, oh, I don't dream, or if I do dream, I don't remember my dreams. But in my book, I actually teach people how to capture their dreams. That's the title of chapter 7. So that is all part of accessing your Lyman and having your mind, your creativity, and your answers come through the Lyman.
And the Lyman is set up to manifest the symbols, people, nature, and things, right?
In that hierarchy, people, nature, and things. So as things are coming through, not only are they the masculine and the feminine, which is our productivity and our feeling-centeredness, they come in terms of symbols, people, nature, and things. So when something is a symbol as things, like a table, a car, a rock, or things that are things, then it's just starting to bubble up for you. It's the furthest away from you getting the message. But then it comes up a little higher to nature. Nature is a dog, landscape, the ocean, birds, etc., trees, so that's nature. So you're starting to get a little closer to the message coming through to you stronger. And when we're dreaming of people, males and females, old, young, and everything in between, then we are really closest to getting the message. We are much more open to receiving the message when people start showing up in our dreams.
And what have we, you and I, and the Wand Institute created that has, as far as I know, dreamer evaluators have not got it yet? What is the major new thing that I've taught you and you're teaching others?
Well, we bring it. And you and I have really worked this through over the years together, is the yin and the yang, which is the masculine and the feminine. Really, really getting to the yin aspect and the yang aspect. And
so
that's
how does
where
it show up? Mm-hmm. What's the difference between dreaming of a man and dreaming of a woman?
Well, when you're dreaming of a male figure in your dream, you are actually dreaming of your feeling-centeredness, because in a male, the male soul is feminine, and in the in a female figure, in a female person, the animus is the masculine, which is productivity. So there's a paradox there. So we're dreaming of women, we're dreaming of our productivity, we're dreaming of men, we're dreaming of our feeling centeredness. So when we're dreaming, and then it goes down to the hierarchy of animals too. When you go to nature, if you're dreaming of a dog, it's typically you're dreaming of your productivity. That's a masculine image. And when you're dreaming of a cat, let's say, that will be a feminine energy, your feeling centeredness. So it goes right down the hierarchy too. So it sounds complicated, but we really lay it out in the book to unravel it so that it's like, aha, that's what's going on.
So how can people, do you lecture? Do you set up sessions? How do you distribute
yes,
this?
I do lecture. I also get, I'm a gun for hire. I do Zoom groups where people can have their own group or their club or their church or synagogue and hire me to do a Zoom group. I go places. I have three things scheduled in the next couple of months. I'll be in New York. I'll be in Florida at different places that are having me come and do presentations. So I do that. And people can reach me on my website, which is thedreamclass.com. And my all my information is there, and the book is on Amazon, The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself by Patricia Eltinge.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I had so much to say, thanking you, Pat, because I was definitely a reluctant healer most of my life. I've been in the healing industry for many, many years. And you told me all those years ago how gifted I was. And I don't want to do this, but you have it. You should pursue what you're good at. And here we are all these years later with a book and all these things lined up. I'm going on cruises where they want me as a lecturer on a cruise. All these different things came about because this wonderful book came to fruition that we worked on for years, by the way.
But I want to give you credit. You are the author of
yes.
the book. I taught
Thank you
what is in the book, but you took it and put it together with your artistry, with your skills, and have created, as I said, it qualifies for a coffee table book.
As well as it's also used in teaching. I've used this book in teaching other therapists, for instance, at the Transactional Analysis Convention. This material was given, you know, as a workshop for other therapists to utilize this system.
What is your certification? Have you been trained? You've been trained
yes.
by me in the One Institute.
But that's right. Well, besides all my previous training, I have previous accolades and degrees too in natural healing and iridology, herbalist. I'm a master herbalist and natural healer from my past. But the last many years, the last 25 years, things went towards psychology. I kind of specialized in this area, and I am a transactional analysis practitioner for many years now. And
that's what I wanted you to say.
Thank you. Thank you for
all
that.
Right. Okay.
And it's
well,
great to talk
you.
With you on the radio here. And,
yes, and I want to tell you that your skills are equal to mine in the area of dreams. And that's why I really want you to keep on doing what you're doing because you're doing it well.
Thank you. Well, it has a mind of its own now.
That's
I've
right.
I've been found out.
Good. Okay.
I don't have a choice now. Okay. Thank you. All is
you're
well.
You're welcome.
And you love the show.
We'll have you back next month.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you, Patricia. We really love having you on. Terrific.
Thank you.
Everyone, Patricia Eltinge, The Dream Class is her book. You can find it on Amazon. It's a lovely book, incredibly interesting and beautiful. And we were just so pleased to have Patricia with us tonight. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Good evening, ladies. So good,
good evening.
To talk to you. Yeah, so I want to ask if I made a mistake by replying immediately to a man who terminated me. Should I have waited 8 weeks for him to regret it?
What did you do that you regret?
I'm asking if I made a mistake, but so
that's what I mean. You regret a mistake.
No, not that I regret. I'm asking, should I have waited 8 weeks for him to regret terminating me? Because I replied, he terminated me, and I replied immediately.
Oh, you chased him. You wanted to be respected.
Is that the case?
Do you want to be, well, he didn't call you when you wanted him to call. Is that true?
No, that's not the case.
Then what is it? I'm not quite clear on what the issue is.
Okay, so a man was dating me online, and we hadn't met, we never met in person. Yes, we were making plans to meet in person. And recently he sent me a text terminating me. And
he said what? And I don't want you or I've got something. What did he say? Was he mean?
No, he wasn't mean. He said, I don't see us advancing this relationship anytime soon. And then he said, especially not anytime, not in your time frame, the time frame you're hoping. I don't know what he meant by that. I think it was misunderstood. And then he said, there are a couple reasons. And then he said, one of the reasons, blah, 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 had to do with financial stuff. And he said, yeah, I wish you the best. We'll see each other like somewhere in the world,
and
you know?
Then I reached out to him.
Yes, but I was replying to his termination.
Well, do you want to be the respected one in a relationship?
No.
If you want to be the cherished one, you must respect the man you're with.
And how
that goes for lesbians, that goes for gay men. In every intimate relationship, there are four people. There are two bodies, male or female, and there are two souls, as we talked about with the book we just talked about. Men's souls are the anima. And a woman's soul is the animus, which is the way we literally become a total person who has to deal with the issue of respect or cherishing. So is your mother masculine?
So my mother passed away when I was very little. I don't remember much about her. But I think she was a doormat.
She was a doormat?
Yeah.
Okay. What female demonstrated being a woman to you?
I didn't have that figure.
Well, until
the age of, I think until the age of 9, my mother, but I really don't remember her much.
Okay, so if your father walked in the room right now, would he say, how did you do today? Or how did you feel about what you're doing?
He would say, how did I do? I was raised to be a boy. I'm completely sure of that.
Okay, so you were raised to be a boy. And when this man fairly comfortably, nicely said, I'm not in a position and I want you to know and not wait for me being in relationship. He was turning down the chance to be your man.
Yes.
And you competed with him, which is not what I teach. I teach women, when men, especially in the very first 3 dates, if they dump you, if they ghost you, don't reach out for 8 weeks. Why 8 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
8 weeks gives him time to think, feel, think, feel, think, feel, think, feel. And if there's any chemistry, did you have chemistry for him?
We never met in person, so.
Well, I mean, does being near
on the
him,
phone,
looking
we had,
at him,
we had,
smelling him.
Yeah, we had over 40 hours of video calls. I think through the video calls, I had a lot of chemistry for him. Yeah,
well,
vice versa.
Calls don't do it because pheromones are smelling.
Yeah.
What you were is you were attracted to him intellectually, but you didn't get to meet him and smell him. Whether we like it or not, we are animals that are human.
Yeah.
And pheromones are the feelings and smells that are sent out within 30 minutes, 30 inches of you, to the person you're with. That's why talking on the phone does not really qualify for chemistry. It qualifies for intellectual interest.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he qualifies. That's what your promotional paper says, what you want out of a relationship, this, that, and whatever. So because you were not totally aware, you read my book, Getting to I Do, right?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't get the message that in every relationship that is loving, you're either wanting to be respected for what you think and do, or you're wanting to be cherished for how you feel. And you, by just your few statements, have convinced me that with mother's death and father, whatever, that you were raised to be a do-good, to feel-good woman, which sets you up for chasing men. Is it normally your style to chase men?
Sorry, is it normal what?
Do you normally want to be respected for chasing men?
No, that used to be me before I knew your work. Now, I've been great into this so much that in the end of his message, he said, oh, I know that you, I know that if I stop messaging you, you won't bother following up. He knows. Before he terminated me, he was away for 7 days, for 1 week or a couple more days. So I never chased him. I told him I'm not going to call you, and I didn't. It was just that I confused the technique because I thought you always reply to everything. So I thought I should reply even to the termination. I didn't consider that after being terminated, I should wait 8 weeks for him to regret.
you should wait 8 weeks for him to regret not being near your body. Men tick with their eyes, and they want touch and sex is a primary. Women pick with their ears, but you can't be listening to them if you're doing the calling.
Yeah.
So in the future, when a man sends you that notice, take it and just make it the beginning of the 8 weeks.
Okay.
Because he knows, at least he indicates he knows, that you might chase him, and that still is not going to work. So are you willing to add that to your skills?
Yes, I am.
Because I have nothing against women wanting to be the respected one.
I don't want that.
When lesbians get together, they have to do the same thing. Do I want to get laid or do I want to get paid? If I want to get laid, I've got to respect him so he will cherish me. Do you see?
Yeah.
So we each have to do that. Gay men have to do it. There are four energy systems in every two-person relationship. There are two bodies that are either male or female, unless they're genetically disabled. Some people have the misfortune of being both male and female, and that can be a problem. But surgery can fix it. You see? So are you willing to be cherishable by respecting the man and his choices, even especially if he's rejecting you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. I want to ask one more question. May I please?
What?
I want to ask one more question. May I please?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. So,
you used my language. You said what you wanted.
Yeah, I.
You did. You do.
I put the politeness at the end.
To put politeness at the end of the sentence. Put the potency. I want to speak to you or ask you another question. May I please? Especially for women that are raised to be men.
Yeah, that's why I'm paying so much attention to this.
Do you want me to give you a book about...
I probably read it already, but yeah.
About mothers teaching their daughters to be male?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go reach out. It's in the bookcase right next to me. One moment.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Are you there? It's called Discovering the Inner Mother.
Oh, you recommended it to me when I did the life script appointment with you.
And then did you read it?
Yes.
I mean, if you didn't read it, you don't have to read it. I'm just telling you, it's about mothers teaching their daughters. You're new age. You're as good as a man. Don't let him get away with that. Fight for your rights and all that. A guide to healing the mother wound and claiming your personal power by Bethany Webster. Bethany Webster. Okay. What's your next question?
Thank you. So my next question is, this man that I had been that was dating me online, I never met him in person, and we were dating for 3 months. And there's another man that has been dating me online for on and off, let's say 11 months, and we haven't met yet. because
different. What is your new question?
So my new question is, at which point do I terminate this online relationship? Because the man that has been dating me for 11 months, I was waiting because of COVID, the borders were closed, and his work, he couldn't. But now he doesn't have these things, and he's not making plans to meet me. So at which point?
Honey, that's you being a man again. You have the right to be a man.
So I just wait forever.
No, dear.
No,
you say to him, I'm looking for a romantic relationship. I may even want to get married. Do you want to get married?
I do.
Well, then you would say, when he called me time, I said, but I'm looking for a husband, and this is not feeling right for me. So unless you want to get together and start a relationship, I don't want to be your friend.
Oh, great.
Because being a friend takes time.
It takes a lot of time.
That's what you said and you asked, so I'm telling you. But please thank him for the time he spent with you and tell him that you're looking for a husband romantically and that it's really his business if he doesn't want it. But you don't want to take time out of your life for a goal that isn't achievable. Okay?
Yeah, great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, caller. That call-in number is, bye-bye, 323-203-0815. And that's how you hop in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. So fun. Sam at the switchboard is getting us another call, and very exciting stuff going on. Dr. Allen has a website, www.drpatallen.com. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I'm so happy to be on. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I'm a big fan. I've been following your lead for years, and I'm hopeful about, I really would love to, like, I'm never married. I really want to cross the finish line. So right now, there's a few men dating me. And the one in the lead I've had two dates with. And we had a great first date. And then we had a second date on Tuesday. And I think I'm overthinking it. I haven't heard from him since that date. And I know he's out of town on a guy's biking trip until Sunday. But yeah, I was kind of quiet toward the end of the date because I was tired. And he said, oh, you're kind of quiet. Am I talking too much? And I don't know. I'm just a little tired. But I tend to get concerned that I've done something wrong if I don't get the phone call or the result that I want. But, you know.
So you're tempted to call him.
Well, I did. I'm not.
Oh, you did call him already?
Well, I did. You know, thank you so much. You know, I had a great time. Thank you. Have a great trip.
Okay. But you called him, not him calling you. What?
Well, we'd have this whole thing because I was slow to respond to his text after the first date. We were introduced. I told the person who introduced us I had a great time, but I didn't reply to his text. And so, you know, I heard like, well, he may not know, you know, men are sensitive, they need encouragement. So I just left a short, light message, you know, kind of a thank you message after the date.
You mothered him.
Oh, I guess I did.
Do you want to be masculine and respected? I have a book, I don't have, this is not my book, but Women Who Love Psychopaths.
Yes, that's, so I don't want to be a woman. I want to be a woman, I want to be a woman, and I want to be cherished.
okay, you do, then you won't chase men.
Yeah, I wasn't chasing. I was just concerned because I was quiet. He might not know I had a good time or that I was interested.
But do you see that he picks you with his eyes? You haven't mm-hmm. seen him, though, have you?
So we met twice. We've had two dinners. And he told me, he liked my dress. I looked very nice. He held my hand.
Okay, so he has already dated you twice and been
yes.
romantically affectionate, cherishing your looks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm amazed out of this radio show, the first two ladies are asking permission to be men, and I'm okay with that, except you don't know you're being masculine.
Well, you know, people give you lots of different advice out there. And
I know that, dear, but are they therapists? Are they, what makes me interesting?
They're dating coaches, they're matchmakers. Like, I'm still single. I like your advice, your leadership very much. I was concerned that I hadn't, that I was tired, that he didn't know I had a good time. I felt that was just, I did very well for 2/3 of the date. And then I was just a little quiet.
Well, I understand that, but he didn't give any sign. He didn't give a sign. How long has it been since you last contacted him, reached out? Not reached out, but dated him, smelled him?
We had a very nice dinner date on Tuesday, and I left him a light message to thank him the next
day. This last Tuesday?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Two days ago. Well, I want you to know that what you did was masculine. Women do not call men and say, thank you for the lovely date. Men, whether they're females or males, call the women, which may be men or females too, and say, I had a very lovely date and I'll call you again.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to be respected and give him information that he may not have, and you want him to have it because you feel respectable about it? You like being, was your mother a masculine woman?
She was. I'm so hard on myself over these dates and thinking I did something wrong. And I,
honey, do you understand that's a do good to feel good man?
I understand. I didn't call after. I haven't been calling him. I didn't call him after the first date.
Darling,
I was just
you
concerned
call, darling,
that I
wait.
Was not.
You called him. Period.
Correct. I thought I was quiet at the end of the date, and I was concerned he didn't know I liked him.
I know that, but that's what men do when they call women. Do you want to be the man?
I do not. I do not. I very consistently said I do not want to be the man.
Then will you not call a man unless he's asked you to stop dating, unless he's asked you to be his girlfriend, so that you can call him 2-1? He calls you 2 times. And you call him. Once you're in a commitment, you have the right to go back and forth. But he's courting you now, or you're courting
right.
him.
No, I want him to court me. How do I get to the relationship? Like, I'm not. I'm
darling,
able to close
darling,
the deal. How do I get there? Yes.
You don't get him to do anything unless you want to be his mother.
I do not want to be his mother.
Now, would you please let him want you enough?
Okay.
Or do you want to be in charge and think for him?
I don't want that. I do not want
that. I know that. But you called me, and I'm telling you, I have no problem with you calling anybody. But the problem is, this is the beginning of a relationship, and you made a mistake by chasing him.
I understand. Okay, I did not chase after the first date. I am so hard on myself because now I'm reeling, thinking I made a mistake. I did. I don't know what to do. I would like
nothing.
To...
Nothing. Let him chase you. If he doesn't chase you, he doesn't want you. Have you ever had a relationship?
Yeah.
What happened to it?
I've had like short relationships, you know, like generally, like the guys who like me, I try to give them a chance. I'm not interested. And the guys I like, you know, don't pursue, so it doesn't, you know, go on.
So you don't give sex, do you?
No, I don't believe in sex before marriage.
Oh, before marriage?
Well, or at least before a commitment. Before a commitment.
Yeah, before commitment. And that's when he says, I want you to stop dating other people. Get off that dating app. And you say, does that mean I'm your girlfriend and you're my boyfriend? Yes. I thought you'd know that. How could I know that? Thank you for asking me. Are you willing to let the next man that dates you 3 times... If he dates you 3 times, he's interested, but he's got 8 weeks between dates while he decides if he wants to have a relationship. And when women call them during that 8 weeks, they kick back and say, oh, she's going to give me a free relationship, which I don't like.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, how bad a mistake was it? Did I ruin the whole thing before?
It wasn't. You did not ruin anything. You simply flagged him that you wanted him to be your woman, not your man.
No, I do not want that, Doctor. I do not want that.
Then would you please not call men until you have a commitment?
No problem.
He will tell you, I don't want you to date other men. Get off that app. Honest, they will. Okay?
Yeah, I'm afraid he might not do that, but I can't control that.
You can't control that, and I want you to flirt, flirt, flirt. Look in the eyes and smile, and don't talk first. Are you flirting with men when you go to the store, when you go up the elevator?
Yeah, I do. A man met me at the farmer's market last weekend, and he asked for my number, and he called me.
Well, now he's going to call you again.
Yeah, he will.
Would you please use my tools?
Of course I will.
All right, not of course. You have the right not to. You have the right to chase men.
No, I can't. Here's the thing. I didn't reply to his text after the first date. I told the matchmaker I liked him, and I got so much rough feedback that I hadn't replied that the same people were saying, well, you should call and let him know, encourage, or, you know, like, they don't know. Like, he said he was like,
do you know that men are catching on, that women want to be men and are willing to give them free sex?
I don't want to be a man. I want him to pursue me. And I'm fine.
Yeah, but you can't do that. You can't say to a man, I want you to chase me. Because by telling him that...
I'm saying it to you. I'm not saying it to him. I'm just going to let him take the lead. I just feel horrible that I made a mistake now.
Honey, you made a mistake by calling him and saying you had a good time. That is not a big mistake, except if he wants you to mother him, he'll be waiting for you to call him again.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
So I want you to wait 8 weeks between that contact you made with him to see if he's willing to reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
What you did was simply you mothered him when you chased him, and he may love you mothering him, but you don't want to be his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a dilemma. I have no problem with you being a man.
I don't want that.
Then please don't chase men. That's their job, not yours.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing that. I'm just trying to figure out what to do next.
Nothing.
I'm very clear.
Go get two more men.
Mm-hmm.
You just told me a story where you smiled in the market and the man called you. That's what I want you to do. Get some more men.
Yeah, I'm doing that. They just don't interest me so much.
What?
They don't interest me as much.
I know that, sir, because you like a girl with a penis. Do you want a girl with a penis?
No, I do not. I do not.
Well, then don't act like it. You just said, I don't want a real man that competes, conquers, and controls my masculine. I want him to do what I want him to do my way, so I have to teach him like a mother.
No, that's not what I said. The other guys pursuing me, they're not, they're more dull. You know, they're...
Darling, they're not more adult. They're just men, and men have a tendency today to want to be mothered. They like women being men. They're showing
well,
it.
I don't like.
Well, then please practice what I teach you and see what happens in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good
so
luck.
There was someone I had a date with like 7 weeks ago. I guess it's coming up in 8 weeks. So do I get to do a high bye with him?
Yes, you can do a high buy with him. See how smart you are? You just asked me a question that I could say yes to.
Mm-hmm.
You know my stuff, but you're not practicing a major part of it. If you want to be cherished, you have to respect him.
Oh, Dr. Allen, I practice it a lot. I am so at the end of my rope. I mean, I've been studying with you for like a dozen years. I was given a very hard time because I didn't reply to his text that told the matchmaker that I liked him, that I was vulnerable because I was quiet on the date that I was worried that I had messed up.
I want you to please go flirt and attract three men that want you.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Okay. The call-in number 323-203-0815. Go to Dr. Allen's website, www.drpatallen.com. At the bottom of the page, you will find a free recording of Dr. Allen's Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. Watch it. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, hello, caller, are you there? No. Okay, we lost that caller. Hopefully we're getting another one back. So at the bottom of the page is Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It's one of Dr. Allen's stellar pieces, but if you're interested in some of her other stuff, like It's a Man's World and A Woman's Universe, go to oneistore.com. Caller, you're live on the air. Do you have a question?
Hey, Pat, Sean, just wanted to call in and...
hi, Sean.
Hey, I called last week. I didn't hear you last week.
No, I was at a wedding for my grandson in Texas.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations.
That was fun. It was wild.
That's awesome.
It's like 200 people. Jeepers.
Wow.
Anyway, it was a big show.
Oh, good, good.
So what do you want to share?
So it's been 8 weeks or 59 days, and I just wanted to read the letter before I sent it off to her.
Okay.
It's a little bit long, but is that okay? Like 5 minutes or something? Or something like that? 2 minutes?
Go for it, Sean.
Okay, cool. So I'll just read it. Dear Tanya, I write this letter to you in love. As the weeks have passed, I realize my love for you is strong. They say you never realize what you had till it's gone, and my heart has grown fonder for you. I was compatible in our relationship, and I like how close we became to each other. At times, I thought we were building a future together that would last forever. Our bond seems so special. From the first time I met you, I could tell you were happy and welcoming. You seemed genuine, and your soul gentle and kind. When I first laid eyes on you, I was taken back by your beauty. You were gorgeous. I remember you embraced me right away, and I felt we were an instant match. Yet we had only known each other for a few seconds, I felt at home with you like someone I had known for quite some time. As our relationship built, I realized your true beauty lied more inside. I liked you were caring, compassionate, loving, thoughtful, and you treated me as if whatever was yours was mine, and you opened up your home. You were there wanting to help if I needed. And I remember you telling me, I'm always here for you. The little things we did together, I learned to appreciate, enjoying the quiet times at the house, cooking and grilling, going to the pool jacuzzi, watching movies and our shows. I enjoyed the times being goofy and silly. I'll never forget the belly laughs that we shared together throughout our relationship. I liked that we were compatible and I liked to do a lot of the same things. I liked that we would do fun things together, going out, going to sports events. We enjoyed going on our little adventures together, and I liked that you would try new things. I think we built a good relationship on being loving to each other. I believe we can have great communication, chemistry, and compatibility. I realize we play off each other well from all our times together. I believe we carry the same values in life and have the same morals as Christians. Your virtue really attracted to me as a woman. All in all, I liked our relationship. With you, I felt the complete life with another person. I am in such pain over losing you. You were my best friend and the woman I loved. I lost my best friend, my lover, and most importantly, I lost my companion. I'm sorry I didn't show you how much I liked you sometimes, and I'm deeply sorry for all that I did that was hurtful. I'm disappointed in myself because I gave you this true image of me, the trustworthy, loving guy that you always knew, yet I left you not so sure of that by breaking our trust and lowering my standards. I know that I'm not that guy and that isn't me, and I don't want you to think otherwise. I hope one day we can be together, and I want to cherish you and love you because you're so special to me. I know we had something good, and I want to keep that. I want to be with you again. I want to do this journey together. I know we had our tough, hard times and difficult times, but I want to work at it because you're worth it, and I want you. We've been through so much, and I believe relationships are built by surviving problems, and I believe we have built a strong bond through overcoming our problems. I'm the type of guy that never wants to give up on I'm the type of guy that never wants to give up on anything, and at all times, through whatever happened between you and I never wanted to give up on us because I loved you. I don't want to walk away from this not knowing there was more we could have done when I believe there is more we can do. if that means working on a relationship together or working on a relationship through going to therapy, I don't want to give up on URS. You're a value in my life. You mean so much to me, and I want to do better to show you that. I'm willing to do what needs to be done. I don't want to lose you. I don't want us to say hurtful things to each other. I know there will be issues or problems that arise, but at the end of the day, we're here to love each other and be there for each other. I know things are changing around us all the time, but I want the consistency of our love and relationship through when we go through hard times and changes. I want to be there for you and you there for me always. I want to thank you for all the beautiful memories made together. I always poured out my heart for you, and in my heart, I would do anything for you. I took great pride and joy in being your fiance boyfriend, and by that, I tried to show you that I can cherish you. Lastly, I write this letter to confess my love. I want you. I love you. I hope I'll be seeing you, Sean. And then I wrote the PS part that you,
yes,
that you said to say in the letter.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just trying to find it. I wrote, P.S., I don't want what we had last, where I reached out to you all the time. I want you to want me and see me at your convenience. I'll accept you on your terms and your time. You're in charge. You do the reaching out and signal me when you want to get together. Perhaps meeting once a month to make love and be good to each other would be good. Call me if you want to see me. And then I'm not going to reach out to you again. Thanks for reading this letter.
You want to know something? That was beautiful.
Okay.
At the end is perfect. You said, look, I laid my heart out here, and if you want me, please, you're asking her to appreciate you and date you and relate to you, but she's still tied up with her ex-husband. Isn't that right?
Right, correct.
Okay, well, I want her to know that you are man enough to follow your letter and not reach out to her again after this letter.
Okay, so at the end when I say I'm not going to reach out to you again, thanks for reading this letter, that's appropriate? That's what you suggest?
That's totally appropriate.
Okay.
Because it's been how many years I've been relating to you with this woman? How many?
I've been 5 years.
5 years.
We'll yeah.
get it, we've got to get you married. How old are you?
33.
Would you please find a woman that doesn't have an ex-husband that ruins everything she does, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because this letter tells her who you are and want to be, and it gives her the right, which means she's being female if she does what you ask. Do you understand that? But if you
right.
chase her and she doesn't respect you, you're a wuss.
Right.
Got it?
Got it.
So God help you if you chase her after you see that this letter goes into her mailbox or whatever.
So then after I send the letter, a new 8 weeks start and then just wait for her to respond?
Yes.
Pretty much? Okay.
That's it. But you, if she doesn't reach out positively in the next 8 weeks, please start dating.
Yes, I already have. I've dated two girls in the last week, so I've been trying to get out there.
And do not have intercourse with them, will you please?
Okay, unless it's a committed thing.
Yes.
Okay, and then I had a question for you. Does it really matter, like, You say 8 weeks and you say 60 days. There's like 4 days in between. Does that really matter too much?
What happens is I've been paying attention to science magazines and science lectures, and apparently rumination, feel think, making a decision is something that takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks. So I have put it in my program so that I tell people,
give them 8 weeks. Give yourself right. 8 weeks. But you wrote the letter just the way I wanted, and you've ended it the way I wanted. But God help you if you go back into chasing her, because she's just going to have you on the side when she wants you, but it's not going to be personal. She's still emotionally married to her ex-husband.
Right.
Okay?
So just quick question. I called you last week and because I wanted to send this out. It's already been 59 days. I was going to send it out tomorrow. Does the 56 and the 60 days, does that really make a huge difference? I was just curious.
How many days?
It's been 59 days. I mean,
59, so it's 60 days.
Tomorrow will be 60 days, yeah.
Okay, and that's, how many weeks is that?
It's 8.5 weeks.
Oh, then that's, send it. Oh. Send it to you.
Right. Right.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
I appreciate
it, Pat.
Thank
you. I understand that. You're welcome.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Okay.
Isn't
that amazing?
Colin, we have two women doing their thing and him. Well, we know tonight's a special night.
It is. It is. And I thought his letter was really heartfelt and very raw and open. He laid himself very bare.
Yes.
Not always easy to do, you know?
I know that.
Just to open, to lay yourself wide open like that. So I'm hoping the best for Sean, whatever's supposed to be right with the universe. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My fiancé is taking care of his elderly mother who has dementia. And
wait a minute. I'm having a little difficulty sound-wise.
Caller, we need you to speak up a little bit into the phone.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay. I'm calling because I'm calling regarding respect for my fiance. Do I have to apologize? I think I need to apologize because he said he's taking care of his elderly mother, and he was saying that maybe he gets criticism for it, like he's living with her. Do I just say I'm sorry that I had agreed with another woman saying that he's avoiding living his life by living with her?
How long have you dated him or known him?
3 months.
3 months. Those are the three first months. They're perfect. You really show your stuff when you do that. Has he been seeing you at all?
Yes, he sees me every other day.
He sees you every other day. Do you work together or something?
No, we're both retired.
You're both retired at work? How does he see you?
He comes to my house.
Every day he comes to your house. Are you in a committed relationship?
Yes.
Are you sexual? Do you make love?
Yes.
And are you aiming towards marriage?
Yes.
Okay. So the people that are coaching you are telling you to tell him to dump his mother in her grave early.
Yeah.
What are you doing when you get to, do you go to, is your mother in your house too?
No.
So where, it's his mother. Mother living in his house?
He's living in his mother's house. He doesn't have a house.
He doesn't have it. So does he take care of her? Is she in need of physical assistance?
Yes.
So are you willing to be in a codependent relationship for today until she passes on, God love her?
Well, he's saying that when she's no longer, when she's in diapers, then he'll put her in an old age home. So I don't know how long. It could be years. I don't know.
Are you in love with him?
Yes.
Then why would you get rid of him if you're his partner in his wonderful gift to his mother, which shows you mm-hmm. who he is?
Mm-hmm. So I will say to him.
What?
So I wanted to backtrack and say I respect his decision to care for his mother, and that way he's respected.
That's exactly right. But you have friends that want you to have a playboy when you're really playing house now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One other question. Yes.
What?
I have another question.
I appreciate that, but I want to know that the one I just answered.
Oh, yes. Are you willing? Yeah.
Are you willing to be his fiance?
Yes.
While he's helping his mother come to a peaceful end, is he worth it to you?
Yes.
Then would you please only talk to people with licenses?
Mm-hmm.
Because your girlfriends, are they your girlfriends?
Well, it was a friend of his that said that, and he repeated it. And I think he wanted me to say that's not right. And I just said, oh.
Did he say it? Did he say it or did you say it?
I said, she's pretty wise, but really she's not wise. It was not the right thing to say. So I will backtrack and tell him that I respect his decision and I think it's admirable what he's doing for his mother.
Well, in this virus life we live in this planet, there's not much going on anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting to play house with the man you feel good with while he brings you into his life to help him be good to his mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are you missing?
No, I think that's, I just was wanting to confirm how to just tell him that I support him. So I'll just tell
well,
him.
You've already, he's committed to you.
Yes.
You're making love.
Yes.
Would you dump him so he could take you to dinner?
No, I'm in love with him, and I'm going to see where it goes after a year.
So I want to pronounce you playing house now. In other words, you're getting to know each other from the ground up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what is it you want that you don't have?
Well, I'd like to get married to him late, and you know, later when, with time, I guess when we.
Are you both? How old are both of you?
I'm 54, and he's 64.
So, what would you do differently if his mother did die now?
Nothing.
So I'm giving you permission to enjoy your spiritual marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You're monogamous, continuous,
yes. Yes.
And aiming towards marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you want that?
Yeah, I'm very happy, and it's taken me this long to find it. So, yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a ring on your left hand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you're engaged to him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, my goodness. Many of my clients and the people I help would love to be in your situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you wanted from me?
And I had another quick question.
What's your question?
I have a 17-year-old, and her boyfriend.
17-year-old boy or girl?
A girl.
Okay.
And her boyfriend, he's 18, but he's in community college. I guess they're planning to marry when she turns 18, so she'll still be in high school and move out. I don't really know
What's wrong with that?
I just want to make sure that I'm a good mother. I mean, otherwise, but do I just let her choose her decisions now? Is that it? And just let it
Wait
go?
A minute. When she's 18 years old, she doesn't need your permission. They've already
Not
got
permission,
it worked out.
But advice? I mean.
No. No, there's no more advice. She's too old.
Okay.
Right. You can threaten her. Are you rich?
If you get married before you're 25, I'm taking you out of the will.
No. 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 So, okay,
so
I was just...
I suggest you enjoy that your daughter is doing something she likes. Do you like her fiancé?
Well, I don't, I guess so. I just, he seems okay.
Honey, I'm just telling you that the law says they're 18 years old very soon. He's already and she's going there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know of any reason.
Mm-hmm.
That you would stop her from doing something that's legal.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you stop her? So she could go find somebody better?
Well, so she could, I just don't want her to not study at the university.
Oh, you want a boy in the girl's body. Oh, my goodness. You're the kind of a person that I just advertised that book. Thank you so much. Discovering the Inner Mother, a guide
right,
to
and I,
healing the mother wound and claiming your own personal power. your daughter is taking power into her life because she's going to be 18. You're fired as a mother.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was appropriate because you brought that book up. So I don't want to do that. So I'm going
to
just...
Then I want you to read this book. Literally talks about women that just speak like you just spoke, who act like patriarchal, dominating, control.
Now, you better not do that. You're only 18 and I want you to be a university student.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Honey,
yeah.
I didn't graduate from college till I was 40.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a PhD until I was like 1974, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. She has the creative right to do her life with him, before him, after him.
Okay. So I just support her. I just support whatever decision she makes.
Unless she's doing something immoral, unethical, and illegal, then call a policeman, a doctor, or a lawyer.
Okay.
But I don't hear anything.
No, no. I don't want to fall into that. I want to give her freedom to do.
I want her to have the responsibility of freedom to choose. I want her to be responsible. And I want you to lighten up on the responsibility when she's 18. When is she going to be 18?
February.
Well,
February.
You know, there you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's a book about what you've been trained to do, and I'm challenging you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll read it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Dr.
Excellent. You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm checking with our switchboard and see what we've got going on and see if we've got another caller. So One Eye Store is where you go to find all of Dr. Allen's wonderful things, dating over 50 DVD set, conversational rape, and it's a man's world and a woman's universe. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. Thanks, Dr. Allen, for taking my call. I just had a
quick
question.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Without callers, there is no show.
So I met a guy through a dating app.
So you must want to be cherished.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you respect him?
Yes. So we met yesterday and it was a very lovely date. And at the end of the date, he asked if he could see me again. And I said yes.
Yay!
But then when I got home, he had sent me a message through the dating app, you know, kind of repeating what he said. It was nice meeting me. You'd like to see me again. But then he gave me his number.
I understand that.
Yeah.
What?
So would it be chasing him if I reached out to him?
Here's what you do. Can you text him? Do you have his text?
Well, I can send him a text through the dating app.
Then send him a text that says, I do not chase men unless I'm in a committed relationship with them.
Okay. All right, I can say that. So
you want
even
to change
though
it into your words?
I would say something like, I don't feel comfortable taking a man's number unless I'm in a relationship.
I love
with
it.
Him.
I love your creation. Good girl. Did you write it down?
Yes, I wrote it down. So should I give him my number then in that case? Because I think it's just, okay, perfect. Okay, so
of
I can respond. I don't feel
a number. What?
Yeah, so I can respond. I don't feel comfortable reaching out to you unless I'm in a relationship. Here's my number instead.
That is perfect.
Great. All right. Well, that was pretty much it, Pat.
Okay. That was big
All
time,
right.
though. There was a number of people needed to hear that.
Yeah, I've been listening, and yes.
Okay.
As you were asking questions, I was kind of repeating what Pat would say, and it was actually a point. So I just wanted to check.
Okay, very good. And I
All right, thanks,
your
Pat.
Statement better than mine.
All right. Wow. I'll take that as a compliment. Thanks.
It is. It is. It is.
Okay.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've got some more calls. And so
let's go for
it. Sam at our Twitch. Yeah. Sam is going to get us another one. Very nice. Very interesting night. As usual, we're lining up with a theme. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, I'd love to, but she answered them already.
Okay.
You were on the phone already?
I was. I would have more time, but I don't want to be, if other people, you have other callers, I don't want to take more than my share.
Oh, how gracious of you. Thank you. Call back next week.
Uh-huh. I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. So I think Sam will get us another one now. We have, I think you said about 8 calls in the queue. So let's see what we can get and see what's shaking. One Eye Store is what I was talking about earlier, where you can get all of Dr.
Hello?
Allen's products. Caller, you are live on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hello, Dr. Allen. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
I have it's a funny question. So when I started my work with you, Dr. Allen, which is now 5 years ago, I remember.
5 years ago.
So,
I've been in the business 50 years. 50.
Oh, I'm so lucky that I found you in time, because I now know that you don't do one-on-one anymore.
Well, I do on the phone, on the radio, right here.
Yeah. I meant just privately, because I had a
and
private
does, and it doesn't even cost you.
True.
Groups.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, do you want to tell them about my groups?
Oh, yeah. Plus, we have groups. We have Elite Group, and we have the 5-Lady Group, and we have those groups 4 days a week. You can get on the waiting list by emailing info@drpatallen.com.
I'm going to do that. And at what time do you do those groups?
It's various times, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday we do them. Morning and afternoon, it's whichever one opens up. Get on that list.
I will.
You can email with Sue, and she'll let you know what the options are.
Okay. Yes, because I went to a few of your weekend groups in Orange County, and they were magical. Oh, they were so wonderful. It was
I
just
know that,
so interesting.
But I'm doing women's groups for women, like I'm doing right here on this show, and you get 4 weeks. You pay for 4 weeks, and if you want, you pay for another 4 weeks. It isn't like you're signing up for life. You're signing up
for a four-week run, and then you decide whether you want to do it again or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We do those groups on Zoom. They're Zoom groups.
What?
They're Zoom groups. They're not in person. They're on Zoom.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh, perfect. Yeah, that's one. Yes, I'll definitely get on the wait list. So what I was going to say, when I started, you told me, so I am a recovering male.
Yeah. did you hear your sisters on this radio show today?
Yes, I did. Oh, it's so, yeah. That was me 5 years ago.
I thought it was you in 5 years. What?
I know. Yeah. Hopefully. That would be great for them. Right. No, I thought it was a polite thing to do, to say thank you after a date, you know,
everybody knows that men should call up a girl he's dated and thank her. Except that the girls are boys and the boys are girls.
Yeah, I was a boy. I was raised as a boy. My mother is a boy. Her mother was a boy. My dad was narcissistic female, sounds like. He's been dead for a while, but he was... Yeah, my mom had the balls in the family.
Okay.
So last week, something happened. I think I've lost the rest of my balls. You know, several years ago, I started working for myself, and now the idea disgusts me. The idea of doing anything, even at work, that's male, disgusts me. I'm just looking out for work that's comfortable for me because I just want to feel good.
You mean to tell me that you only do what feels good?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Do you realize you may live to 100 doing that?
Probably.
I'm
87. Oh, I wish I'm like you when I'm 87. That would be so wonderful.
Please follow me. You know what my rule is? If my body doesn't feel good doing it, don't do it. Women have to feel good in their bodies. Men have to do good with their brains. Men run their lives from intuition. Women run their lives from neurotransmitters. Do you know what they are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the brain. It's the...
Dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
Dopamine is turned on really good with money games and sex games. That's why gambling is such a running sport, and sex is a big time deal. Norepinephrine, however, is sad things. It's you doing things that cause you problems rather than cause you pleasure. But it, at least it's in our brains and bodies in order for us to not do sad things. And there's a book by Maria Marcos, M-A-R-C-U-S, and it's called A Taste for Pain. If you were raised in a painful home, you think that pain is normal and pleasure is bad because somebody's going to take it away. So you've got to be nasty to get rid of it yourself. That's a pain addict. And serotonin is nature's tranquilizer. It's like the melatonin made by nature. It helps you feel good on a bad day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also a pain addict, and I've been recovering from that too pretty well, I would say. At first, it was very difficult.
Well, that's a pain addict is somebody that thinks no epinephrine, no fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was raised in such an environment where basically, well, not just my family, but my culture. I'm from Russia, and it was a really bad time.
Oh, I see.
It was
super. Oh, my.
Which, yeah, well, Russia has had a bad time for 100 years now. So, you know, doesn't have to be specific. So it was, yeah, it was bad inside and out. So I, and a lot of my friends, we have the same problem with this. We're scared when
that,
we're happy.
But you're going more female. Did you hear what you said to me? I now want to feel good when I'm working.
Yes, yes. But it's scary because I literally, I try. I mean, I had a bit of a, like a nervous breakdown almost because I've realized like I can't even pick up a phone call to make a call that's unpleasant. And I don't care anymore. I had somebody who lectured me about it. I was like, look, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take several months off of this. I don't want to think about it. And when I start to think about it, if it feels good, I'll do it. And if it doesn't, I'm done. And this guy almost lost his mind. He's like, are you kidding me? Like, you're just giving everything up? I'm like, well, maybe I am. I just don't like it anymore. I think that's it. And it kind of makes me nervous because I have no idea what I'm going to do for money, but I kind of don't care about that either. I don't know. It's very interesting what's happening. I'll be okay for a few months, and hopefully I'll find a comfortable and nice job by then. I have really good
background.
I've got
a new book for you. Do you want to write it down?
Yeah.
Dopamine Nation. Finding Balance in the Age of Indulgence. It's by Anna Lemke, MD. It's when you do something painful, don't wallow in it. Do something pleasurable. This book, Dopamine Nation, is especially for people that are pain addicts or alcoholics or whatever they are. And it talks to the part of you that says, look, switch from painful things, make plans for pleasurable things.
Yeah, I'll need to read it.
Mm-hmm. I would think so. Anna Lemke,
yeah.
Lembke. She's an MD.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, thank you. Because especially now in America, our society, it's pushing men to be little boys and it's pushing women to be these relentless workhorses. It's like everywhere you look, every
advertisement. Are you aware that it's absolutely starting to affect statistics?
I don't know exactly how, but I'm not surprised.
That are successful. There are more women becoming executives than men. Our birth rate in children is going down.
Of course. Yeah.
When women become men, men become women.
You know what's interesting? I've also stopped overeating when I realized that I no longer care about anything masculine. My body is relaxed. I feel good because I had a problem with that. Because ever since I basically, in the last several years, I've gained weight from stress. And now it's going away. I'm not really doing anything special. It's just melting.
Do you understand? When I was 35 years old, I weighed 205 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Today, I weigh 121.
Wow. Yeah. Stress.
And you know why? Because I live what I teach.
Yeah. So what? My question.
What?
Oh, sorry. Well, because I was thinking, like, this is normal, right? It's fine. I should be fine. Because I always thought, okay, we're all male at work. Maybe I should just push myself to be still male at work. But I just really don't want to anymore at all.
I know that. Do you have some money coming in from somewhere?
I have a little bit. Yeah, I do. But it can't last forever. Like, I definitely need a job. But I can get by a few more months. And normally I would be freaking out about this because I love to come up with catastrophic scenarios, how everything will just fall apart.
That was when you were a man. I want
now I don't even care about
that. Read the book on dopamine and pain. And I want you to find a way like I've done. I used to work so hard and so long being a therapist that when I decided to retire, I am working joyfully with this radio show, with my, I have 10 groups of women that I enjoy doing this with, and I'm balanced.
I wrote down working joyfully. That's what I want.
Well, then do it.
Yeah.
Women need to feel good to do good. Men need to do good to feel good, unless they want to be the opposite. So now today, a lot more men want to feel good to do good, and a lot of women want to do good to feel good.
I used to be that.
And I'm giving you books. Aren't I giving you books?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll read the Dopamine Nation. I've read all of your books, and I have also read a lot of the books that you had recommended.
All of my books don't deal with pain and pleasure and stuff. There's other things to read.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Please. I'm glad I remembered that new book I just gave you.
Me too. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much. So I called a few weeks ago, and there was a man who I accidentally muttered, and I was going to send him a letter of amends, but then he contacted me, so I didn't have to. And
Within the 8 weeks?
No, it was just a few days. It wasn't even, not even a week.
Honey, he didn't even go.
No.
the first 2 weeks, if a guy dumps you, he figures, whatever. Then the second 2 weeks, why doesn't she call me? Then the third 2 weeks, he's going, golly, I've been dating all these women and she was better than this. And the fourth set of two weeks, he calls and said, why haven't you called me?
If they say that, like, where did you go? Because I've had men do that. Where did you go? What do you say?
This is how they say it. Well, you know what? I get a little tired of always having to call you. Why don't you call me? Happens. See, that's the phrase. Why don't you call me? Because men love texting, but not calling. Because calling is more feminine. It's more feeling, and they like the little letters typed in more than talking because they want to feel good instead of do good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do I say if it's like that? Yeah, what do I say?
Well, you say what you want me to respond to.
If somebody says, you know, why don't you call me? Why don't you pursue me? Because we're all equal.
I want to be a girl, not a boy. I want to be wanted by a man who wants to cherish me because I respect his leadership. I'm passive. I'm patient. And I'm vulnerable to a man that wants to be in a committed relationship with me. I do not want to be his mother. I do not want to be his boss. I want to be his woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is good.
Passive, patient, and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. because this guy, once we had a conversation and he said something, we were talking about the culture in the United States and the culture, you know, with men and women. And I explained to him that I'm feminine, I don't pursue men. And he asked the question, well, why not? I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable with it. Doesn't feel natural to me. And, you know, me being a recovering male, I never actually pursued men before. Well, maybe a few times I have without realizing, but I wouldn't act. Well, now I wouldn't do it at all. And he said, oh, so you want to be something. He said, you want to be treated better than an equal. I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Right. You want to be cherished for your feelings.
Yeah. And I just said, I was like, look, it's unnatural to me. And it doesn't feel good. And plus, because when someone pursues me, I know that they like me. If I pursue them, I have no idea. So like, I could be wasting my time on someone who's really not into me. Why would I do that? And I could tell he didn't like that.
Yeah. Why would he like that? Problem. That's a job. That's responsibility. I'm telling you, men are starting to want to be women. And women want to be men. And that's okay for me as long as they know the price tag, which is, ladies, you cannot be narcissistic, because narcissism is when you want to be respected and cherished equally. That means whoever's with you has to be a zero. Men don't want to be a zero. They want to be a 10, and you be the zero that chases them.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah, it's a lot. I see it a lot. I see it in my female friends who try, you know, they get offended when someone cherishes them, and all of a sudden it's, oh, I'm just as capable. And I'm like, who's arguing about your capability? It's just bizarre. And then a lot of my female friends, they ended up with little girls, and now it's been several years and their health is suffering. Their mental health is suffering. Everything is suffering because they're mothering the husband and the kids, and no one nurtures them, and they're losing their mind. It's sad.
I want you to understand, there's a book by Gabor Mate. It's called When the Body Says No. When the Body Says No. Do you know my last book? It's A Man's World. They Like Things.
Mm-hmm.
And A Woman's Universe, They Lack Oxygen. If you look at the cover of the book, you'll see that the woman is breathing oxygen, because oxygen is used to breathe and to talk. Women use 5,000 words to a man's 2,500. That's how much women like. Because women have a corpus callosum bridge between the right lobe feelings and the left lobe thinking, so we can think and feel. But right-handed men have a smaller corpus callosum, so they're either thinking or they're feeling. They don't mix them together. So they get mad at women when women mix their feelings and thoughts. That's what science knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything I teach is based on science.
Yeah, and it works. I love it.
I know it. So did you get what you needed now?
Yes, I did. I feel very good because I was worried for myself, but I think it's going to be great. I think the next 6 months are going to be amazing for me.
Balance your male and female together on your call. Not because you were trained to be a boy. Do it because you want to do a good job being a bricklayer. You like laying bricks. If you like laying bricks, then you're not working. I'm not working now.
Yeah.
I like to talk and I like to help people. So I haven't worked in 50 years.
You see, that's what I want. I want to do something that I enjoy doing, and I enjoy doing quite a lot of things that I could get paid for. So
and I want you to know that what you said in the last few minutes is really profoundly good.
Which part?
When you said my friends are doing this with their kids and doing that, you explained what you've seen in your world.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated it, and I wanted to tell you it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. They also get they've become very harsh. Like these girls, I've known them for a very long time, and they were light, they were lighthearted, they were feminine, and now they're like these angry soccer moms. They're turning into this like pit bulls with lipstick.
They are becoming masculine.
Yeah. Very masculine.
And that's the way it is.
You know what's bizarre also? They are treating... So one of them has a daughter, and she treats the daughter like a boy, and she treats her husband like a girl. It's tragic. And she's also a therapist. How does that work? Shouldn't she know better? She's a professional therapist. Not cognitive like you, but...
You can be all this and all that in any profession. You can be sick wherever you are. What I'm doing is teaching people how to fight respectfully and with feelings. That's my goal.
Yeah.
If you can, there's only three ways to communicate. Intimidate with fear. Second, seduce with guilt and shame. How could you do that to me? And negotiate with love. My tools are negotiating with love. Period.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're great tools. Negotiation scares off all the passive aggressive people I've noticed. I don't have to do anything. I just talk to them normally, like in negotiating, and I use your tools, and they just freak out. And then I've kind of effortlessly got rid of a few quote-unquote friends who've become very, very almost aggressive to me. And I very calmly, I explained my boundaries, and now they're gone. I'm like, okay, bye-bye. No problem.
Yes, right.
It's like mosquito repellent. Thank you so much
for your phone call.
Thank you for answering my questions. I'm so grateful for this. I appreciate it so much.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Seattle.
Your name goes. Bye, Kelly.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. Dr. Allen, I want to remind everybody about our groups and how you get on the wait list. And how you do that is by reaching out via email to info@drpatallen.com. I want to remind everybody about the free Dr. Pat Allen Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. And that's at the bottom of the page of www.drpatallen.com. And Want iStore, you can find all kinds of our products. Dr. Allen does high by litter critiques. You reach out to info@drpatallen.com for that. And she does live scripts. info@drpatallen.com is how you reach out for that. We are out of time, Dr. Allen. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anyone else is when you make and keep agreements.
Amen. And that is the truth. It has been a really fun night. Time flies when you're having fun. We will be back next week, and we hope you all will be safe. Until then, we love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.